So I'm Rick Ruan, City Hall reporter for the Columbus Dispatch, here with Lucas Sullivan, who used to cover that beat, but now covers special projects for the Dispatch. We're going to talk about parking problems in the Short North. So the city is instituting new rules in the Short North, the Italian Village, and Victorian Village for parking. We'll get into the details of that a little bit later, but tomorrow, Tuesday, February 19th, the city will start issuing tickets if you violate those rules. These have been problems that have been brewing for a long time. The city's made several attempts to try to address those. And Lucas, why don't you tell us a little bit about how the city in the past has tried to fix parking in the Short North?
And when you say attempts, you mean money. I mean, the city has thrown a considerable amount of money. I don't know what the total is up to now, but there was a $250,000 study done, $250,000 studies done back when I was covering this issue. And it all boiled down to when they first started out doing this, there was a study to try to create a universal parking pass or universal parking permit that everyone could use, but they couldn't get people to come to an agreement on it. And also there was a sound thought that a universal parking permit or a parking district would just create more parking districts because people would figure out ways to monetize or carve things out for themselves. So this thing was kind of dead on arrival because when you would get the stakeholders in a room, they couldn't agree. And back when I was covering City Hall, Eileen Paley, who's now a judge, Councilwoman Eileen Paley, was tasked with handling this and had no idea what a heavy lift it would be. I mean, she went into it with, I think, open arms and wide eyes, and at the end of it realized that, you know, it took her years and she couldn't make much progress on it.
Right. And I think you kind of hit it on the head that nobody in City Hall really understood what a big lift it was going to be to fix parking in that area. You mentioned the studies. After those studies, the city came up with its own plan. And I mean, there's so many different stakeholder groups in the Short North. Largely, nobody liked the plan. Everybody sort of felt like they were getting the short end of the stick during that planning process. So they went back to the drawing board. I mean, this was supposed to be implemented already. And the city went back to the drawing board after hearing from residents and businesses and developers, and actually made some significant changes to the plan that they didn't really want to make.
This is something they've even looked at other cities for, right? I mean, trying to find an answer to this, what seems to be an unsolvable puzzle to them, they've gone other places and tried to look at this, right?
Yeah, absolutely. They've looked at other cities. They paid consultants to look at other cities and see what is out there and what possible solutions could they try to implement here. And it's important to realize that the reason that this problem exists is because the Short North and the Italian Village and the Victorian Village are thriving. There's huge development going on along High Street.
Yeah, there. And it's going up. It's not out anymore. There's out of real estate, so now it's building up instead of out.
Exactly. And, I mean, we've seen more parking garages built in that area so that you can get that off-street parking. You've got the Convention Center garage on the far south end of it. You've got the Hub garage. You've got the White Castle development garage, and there's still a parking problem there because the people want to be in this area. It's kind of the crown jewel of Columbus when they're marketing the city to big conventions and things like that. They point to the Short North. This is where you're going to want to spend time, and we're such a sprawling city that people in the suburbs want to come down to the Short North. You have people who already live there, and now you've got more cars than you have parking spaces.
And I don't know if it's still the case, but 5 to 7 years ago, you're trying to appease, there's multiple subset within these two groups, but basically you're trying to appease the people that had lived in Italian Village and Short North for decades, and, you know, or a decade, and weren't prepared or weren't used to this, and were able to park on their street, were able to pull into there if they were lucky to have a driveway to pull into, and then they find other cars in it because it's overcrowded. But then you have the newer group that's coming in and kind of factors in that it's going to be difficult to park here, but they desire so much to just be in this area that they're willing to do whatever, you know, they just kind of brush parking aside. So you have those two groups who are trying to mesh together, and it's created some contentious problems.
Absolutely. It has been a contentious issue for a long time, and in a lot of cases, you'll have residents on one side and businesses on the other side. The businesses say, like, look, we're the reason why this area is thriving. People are coming here to patronize our businesses, and as a result of that, you're seeing your property values go through the roof, which has happened in both of those neighborhoods. neighborhoods over the last several years, when residents are saying, you know, look, we came, especially the older residents you were talking about, we came and colonized this place when nobody wanted to live here. We moved here and put down roots here. And in a lot of cases, they just want, I mean, it's an older neighborhood. You mentioned driveways, garages. There aren't a lot of those in older neighborhoods. So you have to park on the street. And so residents have been looking for really the most restrictive parking regulations that they can get. In some ways, they got some of what they were asking for in this city's latest plan.
Just from a user standpoint, because we're kind of talking about, you know, the groups involved, but just from a user standpoint, because, you know, we all use it, there's so much signage in the Short North. It becomes overwhelming to keep track of all of it. And people worry about getting towed or not feeding their meter if you're lucky to get a meter. But beyond that, you get off the main strip of High Street, you know, or wherever down there where there's not many meters, and you've got to pay attention to all the signage. It's just become way too much.
Absolutely. And a big component to the city's plan was make parking simple. So if somebody's coming to the Short North, it's easy to understand. The signs are largely the same everywhere. You're exactly right. You could go previously on one street in the Short North and you would have just this laundry list of regulations, and you know, you needed a decoder ring to figure out if you were allowed to park there or not. And then you go one street over and everything's completely different.
Yeah.
So what the city did is essentially say that if you're going to park on the street in the Short North, you have to pay. And the ways that you pay are either by buying a permit if you live in the Short North and those neighborhoods. Those residents can also buy a guest permit and allow their guests to use it. And businesses are eligible to buy permits. If you can't buy a permit, then you have to pay hourly, just like you're at a meter. And if you're parking on a residential street where there's no meters, then you have to have a smartphone and you have to use the smartphone app to pay for it. It's just like meter time. You're going to have to move your car every 3 hours. I mean, it functions just like a meter. There's just no physical infrastructure there, and you can continue to feed it, but you have to move your car every 3 hours. So, I mean, you're going to be getting out of the restaurant and going and moving your car somewhere else. And the city's going to be patrolling this. I mean, they've hired more parking enforcement officers. They bought license plate readers so that they control up and down these streets, and they're automatically reading that license plate, kicking it back to the app to see if that person paid and whether their time has expired. And then they're going to slap tickets on your car if that's the case.
So in your estimation, does this benefit residents? Does it benefit people who are visiting? Does it benefit business? Are there any winners in the new regulations?
You know, the residents, I think, would say that they were losers in this. But if you look at the regulations, they did pretty well. Initially, the city was going to allow paid parking on those residential streets 24 hours a day. And as long as you were paying, you were going to be all right. Under the final plan that is now implemented, and they'll start ticketing tomorrow, after 10 p.m., you cannot park on those residential streets without a permit. So if you're coming home at the end of the night and you find it should be empty, I mean, there should be plenty of parking for residents, because between 10 p.m. and 8 a.m., you're not allowed to park there unless you have a permit. That's doing pretty well. I mean, the city initially wanted to allow visitors to keep parking there as long as they were paying and moving their cars when they were supposed to. I mean, we're talking about the Short North here. It's a bar district. It's a restaurant district. It's an arts district. People are going there, and they're not necessarily only staying until 10 p.m. They're staying until midnight. They're, you know, staying out later. If you're going to do that, you're not going to be able to park on residential streets because those are reserved for residents at night.
And I think at the end of the day, what elected leaders will tell you and also their staffers is that this is the result of growth, good or bad, however you feel about it. This is what growth looks like. And if you don't want to be a part of it, then you don't have to go down there. You don't have to live there. But at the end of the day, this is how they, you know, they kind of wrap it all up and say, right, at least when I was talking to him about it, this is what growth looks like.
Absolutely.
You want a big city, these are big city problems.
Absolutely. That's what it boils down to, is that if you want to have that thriving district, then you need to, I mean, you're sacrificing something. If you go and rent or buy in the Italian Village or Short North at this point, you have to factor in the parking situation and whether that is going to affect your quality of life in there. If you're going to be a driver and you're going to have to come home at 6 o'clock and troll around the block for 25 minutes to find a parking space, you need to factor that in if you're looking to live in one of those neighborhoods. kids. I mean, the city has, there are other pieces to this as well. I mean, the city has told developers that if you're not going to build adequate parking for the development that you're putting in the Short North now, then you have to pay into a fund, and then the city's going to use that funding to support alternative transportation options. That has not been hugely popular with residents, in my estimation, but it is something that they've done to try to raise some funds to pay for some parking enforcement, which I think residents probably do want. They probably do want the enforcement.
So is this a working, breathable plan? Is this going to, are there going to be possible amendments to this? Or is the city saying, this is it? Like, we're going to give this 5 years or 3 years, and then maybe we'll come back and look at it. What is it looking like?
Well, they'll definitely see what's working and what's not working and potentially make changes, but I don't think that it's going to happen quickly. They haven't put a timeline on it, but they're certainly going to, if something is not working, they'll go back and fix it. But I think what they would tell people who are dealing with potential problems is that they need to give it a little bit of time to see if those iron themselves out.
Right, because it's taken 8 or 9 years to get here.
Absolutely. Probably longer than that, honestly.
Right. I mean, they were aware of traffic, but taking a hard look, having consultants come in, paying big dollars to come up with a solution, it's been, you know, nearly a decade in the making.
It's been nearly a decade in the making, and it's probably not done yet, but we do know that they'll start issuing tickets on Tuesday, so keep an eye out for that. Read the signs and make sure that you're doing what you're supposed to, because you don't want to have to go down to the Parking Violations Bureau and pay that ticket. So that's all that we have for you. Thank you, Lucas, for joining me on this.
No problem.
And you can read more about it at dispatch.com or in the print edition on Tuesday.